Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Time to get real. Hello, welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you're celebrating or not celebrating. Happy New Year. I know we have the Chinese New Year in February, but just I just want to wrap my arms around you, audience. I want to thank you, and I want to let you know how much I appreciate all of your support, your comments, your questions, your dialogue, my monologue. I just want to say thank you. The show today, it's only a few minutes, and I just want to sit here and sincerely, gratefully, lovingly thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for supporting this show, and thank you so much for spreading the word, talking about reality spirituality. I get the emails, I get the messages, and thank you. 2013, oh my God, what are we going to do? Life is about moments. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about moments. And every moment you experience and how you experience every moment is actively creating your future. So let's say you're angry, you're pissed off, you're irritated, you're annoyed. Well, guess what? You're going to be attracting more of that. What? Why? What? 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 How can that be? As you've been listening or not listening, we are all energy. And like energy attracts like energy. That's why it's so important. That's why I've made it my number one priority for 2013. My number one priority is peace. Peace at all costs. Peace around every corner. Peace in every circumstance, in every decision, in every emotion that I choose to experience. My priority is experiencing everything in peace. I was talking, one of my guests, Nathan, was my number one and only son. I was talking to Nathan the other day, and I asked him a question. I said, do you think that it's possible to elevate, graduate, get to a point where everything that happens to you everything that's said to you, everything you experience, everything that you think about, you will be at peace with everything. Not just when you're skipping through the flowers and sitting and meditating. No, no, no. I'm talking about your day in and day out activities. Is it possible to be peaceful in every moment of your life? And when I say peaceful, you know I'm speaking of an internal peace. Is it possible to be at peace in every moment of your life? I asked him that. Now he's 27 and he said, I do think it's possible. And I had to agree, it is possible. It's not easy. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes study. It takes trial and error. But it can happen. You can experience peace for the rest of your life. Can you just close your eyes and feel what that feels like? Being at peace with everything that happens outside of you and inside of you. Being at peace, being calm, only feeling love, only feeling connected, and with an unwavering commitment to stay in that zone, to live in that zone, to experience and also to be an example. Is that possible? To be in a war zone, bombs flying here, there, and is it possible to be at peace in the middle of a war zone? I say yes. And that is going to be our focus in 2013. How to remain peaceful, remain happy, how to sustain peace, how to sustain happiness, regardless of your circumstances. I'm excited about 2013. There's a lot of different things that are going to be happening. I am going to be interviewing a lot more people. I've gotten a lot of requests. And I'm also going to be tooting my own horn, featured as a guest on one of my favorite stations and websites. Listen, this show and shows like this, the only thing we want is to spread more happiness, more peace, more appreciation, more excitement, more connection, more love, more all of the universal emotions. All I want to do is share that with as many people as possible. I want to say thank you, audience. You've been such a way for me to not only reflect, but also look in the mirror and grow from my experiences on the air this last year and a half. I want to say thank you. I want to say that I appreciate and I'm grateful for every one of you that have listened. Every single one, and that means you. and just get excited for 2013. Get excited for your growth. Get excited for your future. And it's not about how much money you're going to make, and it's not about what you're going to achieve. It's about, unless you're talking about an internal achievement, the internal achievement of peace. So it's not about anything that you have to do. It's about everything that you already are. You don't have to do anything. You just have to realize who you really are. I love you, audience. Thank you so much. And I will, listen, don't be surprised if I surprise you on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. But until that happens, you know, I usually schedule things based on inspiration. But I just want to say, I will speak with you, and I will have an exciting, off the chart, edge of your seat, strap yourselves in your seatbelt, put on your protective gear, because we are going full speed into 2013. I love you, audience. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. 2013.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Oh, but we got to hear, come on now, we have to hear that one more time.
Yeah.
Wait, it's
time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.